Musa berkata kepada semua pemimpin suku Israel, demikianlah perintah Tuhan.
Chapter 30. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded.
Jika seorang lelaki bersumpah atau berjanji kepada Tuhan, dia tidak boleh melanggar ucapannya. Dia harus melakukan semua yang diucapkannya.
If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth.
Jika seorang perempuan mengikat suatu nazar kepada Tuhan, pada waktu masih gadis, dan masih tinggal di rumah ayahnya.
If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord, and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house, in her youth,
dan ayahnya mendengar nazar dan janji itu, tetapi dia tidak mencegahnya, maka segala nazar dan janjinya itu akan tetap berlaku.
And her father hear her vow, and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand.
Akan, tetapi jika ayahnya tidak menyetujui ketika dia mendengar nazar dan janji itu, perempuan itu bebas dari nazar dan janjinya. Tuhan akan mengampuninya karena ayahnya telah.
But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed her.
Larang dia.
Namun, jika perempuan itu menikah sementara, dia masih terikat dengan nazar atau janji yang telah diucapkan sebelumnya tanpa berpikir panjang.
And if she had at all an husband when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul,
dan suaminya mendengar sumpah atau janji itu dan tidak mencegahnya, maka dia harus tetap melaksanakan nazar dan janjinya.
And her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand.
Kan, tetapi, jika suaminya mendengar nazar atau janji itu, dan tidak menyetujuinya, maka suaminya itu telah membatalkan nazar dan janji yang telah diucapkan istrinya itu. Tuhan akan mengampuni istrinya.
But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But
namun, nazar seorang janda atau yang sudah bercerai, yang telah diucapkannya akan tetap berlaku.
Every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her.
Jika seorang perempuan yang tinggal bersama suaminya terikat dengan nazar atau janji yang diucapkannya dengan bersumpah.
And if she vowed in her husband's house or bound her soul by a bond with an oath,
dan suaminya mendengar tentang nazar dan janji itu, tetapi tidak mencegahnya, maka segala nazar dan janjinya akan tetap berlaku.
Her husband heard it and held his peace at her and disallowed her not. Then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul.
Akan tetapi, jika suaminya tidak menyetujui, ketika dia mendengar nazar dan janji itu, perempuan itu bebas dari nazar dan janjinya, sebab Tuhan akan mengampuni, karena suaminya telah membatalkannya.
Shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceedeth out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her.
Setiap nazar dan janji untuk merendahkan diri yang diucapkan oleh seorang istri, suaminya berhak untuk menyetujui atau melarangnya.
Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void.
Jika suaminya mendengar janji itu, dan tidak mengatakan apapun dari hari ke hari, maka dia telah memberlakukan nazar atau janji istrinya itu.
But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows, or all her bonds, which are upon her. He confirmeth them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them.
Namun, jika suaminya membatalkannya setelah nazar dan janji itu diucapkan, maka dia akan menanggung kesalahan istrinya.
But if he shall anyways make them void after that he hath heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity.
Itulah ketetapan yang Tuhan perintahkan kepada Musa mengenai suami dan istri serta mengenai ayah dan anak perempuannya yang masih tinggal di rumahnya.
These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house.